This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4101 for Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. Today's show is entitled AIOMG. It is hosted by Operator and is about 28 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, some other guy on the internet talks about AI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. So today I'm going to be talking about AI, right? But I'm going to talk about Stable Diffusion, my experience with it, and Silly Tavern and AI text generation. So buckle in. It's going to be quick, fast, and I'm going to go ramble through my notes. Also, work, AI, resume generation, prompt engineering, I'm going to share all that. So anything having to do with AI and in my current state with AI. So we'll first start with the Stable Diffusion notes. I have a master docs that I am putting all my notes for AI in because it's all disparate all over the place. I do have some Silly Tavern stuff to add, but it's pretty click and go. So first thing I'll kind of talk about is just, I'm just going to go order in the documentation here. I don't have any examples. So I want to say back in September, I started playing with Stable Diffusion. I have cheap, like a 8 gig card or something like that, 8 gig card. So it's pretty slow, can't do a whole lot. Can't train models very easily. That might have all changed, but this was back in a year ago. Stable Diffusion, it's pretty easy to set up. Jamboree has a one-click installer for it. So I'll do Jamboree. Have I done one on Jamboree yet? If I haven't, I need to do one on Jamboree. So Jamboree links... check if you've done Jamboree HPR. Notes. It's for AI notes doc. Cool. So resume update tips I have in the document. This guy is like, you know, your SEO search engine optimization dude, bro. But he seems to make sense. I have resume notes that are hard that he has on his site, but you have to sign up and click and do an email and then click another thing and log into this thing and share your information here and do this. And then you get a PDF. So I have that extensive resume notes in there. I have a ripped version of CyberSN, which is for cybersecurity jobs. Basically, that's a questionnaire or a bunch of questionnaires they ask you about your proficiencies in each area of cybersecurity. And that was in 2022, so I should probably run that script again. But there's a core in that subdirectory. There is anything in here, anything in no before or no more CyberSN. So, anyways, perfect ChatGPT prompts. Basically, there's building blocks for them. Persona. This guy's, of course, his view of how it works, and it makes sense. You've got persona, context, task, format, templar, and tone. And some of these are not required for it to do what you want to do. Maybe I think format and maybe tone is not needed. But anyways, I kind of break it down. I show a screenshot of his video. I show an example. I show another example with my own context. And then I have like example responses on onboarding SIEM guidelines, security and incident response management. I don't even know what it's called, SIMS. So let's. What else do I have? There's AI agents, Professor Synapse. You can Google that. P-R-O-F, Synapse, no spaces. Excuse me. So it's a sort of automated, it's a one-click prompt agent. And if you have the full-blown version of of ChatGPT, it will use the following things, plugins, whatever it's called. It will use, tools, relevant tools, vision to analyze images, web browsing, advanced data analytics, or DALL-E. And those are like the tools or plugins that it calls. I don't know if that actually works because I don't have the whatever. I use Kaji.com. I'm not going to talk about Kaji today. If I don't have one in there, let me add one. Let's see. Kaker list. Kaji.com. They have a beta AI search. It's pretty awesome. So I'll talk about that at some point if I haven't already talked about it. Don't think I have. Wow, real link. This is all old stuff. So anyways, we're on Professor Synapse's AI agent. Basically, it's the basic. I have one click Kaji that gives has my Kaji key and the entire Professor Synapse prompt. That's a really long URL. And people can click that URL and go jump straight into the AI agent. Now, it is missing those tools that ChatGPT doesn't have, but it's pretty much you can ask it stupid stuff, and it'll ask you questions, and it'll deploy agents based on that agent. So it'll say, I'm having problems with Azure, Azure buckets, and they'll be like, oh, I'm going to deploy an expert in Azure engineering and scripting and automation, PowerShell, whatever. So it'll deploy agents for each thing and then walk you through that stuff. So I've had some pretty good experiences. I was trying to do port forwarding in Windows subsystem for Linux, and I went back and forth, and it told me to do the output of a program of Telnet, and I used Nmap instead, and it detected the output of Nmap as sufficient enough, and it said, oh, looks like you used Nmap. Yep, that port 22 is open. That looks good. Run this command, and I ran it, and it's like, oh, looks like you ran that command in the wrong place. We need to do it on the host machine. Well, it's like, wow, it detected that I did the wrong thing. Basically called me an idiot and then told me that I should run it on the host OS and not the guest OS or whatever. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. I should probably take this out, actually. Professor Synapse, yeah, we're not going to... Don't think I'm going to share this. Got to get rid of... Yeah, that's my Kaji account, so I need to delete history, I guess, at some point. Anyways, I'll put in the notes, delete Kaji keys. I mean, even if I do get them blown, I'll buy another one because I love those guys. So there's some old stuff in here, ChatGPT agents, godmode.space, AutoGPT is also old. I don't know where they left off at. There's a billion other ones out there now. Fabric from Unsupervised Learning guy has done some stuff. I haven't looked at it. There's so many things to look at. There's a wishful search. There's a couple of other ones I need to look at. I think just wishful search and the fabric thing I need to check out at some point. Check out fabric AI. But he's kind of making some of his stuff public. So images, you can play around with images with TinyBots, the free thing. You don't need a hoard key. I do have a hoard key if you are interested in messing around. Feel free to send me an email. I can share my key with you. Just don't, abuse it or whatever. But I've got a stupid amount of kudos. In the hoard, stable hoard is like a crowdsourced AI token platform. So you can use hoard on AI art, you can use it on fake news, you can use it on basically anything that supports Horde as a utility or whatever. You can use that. Like I said, we have Mr. Bots, Real Fake News, Just Triangles, Color Mind. I don't know if any of these have random sandwiches. So I don't know if that any of that has Horde integration, but your AI art and your AI text or text generation or whatever they call that. Predictive text is a lot of them have support for Horde. Let's see, Bark UI audio cloning. I think there's one that's just called that for Silly Tavern is called like Voice Cloner or something like that. It's very, very standard. I have not messed with that yet. I would like to mess with it. I have messed with 11 Labs. It's pretty decent, but it's all AI driven, so you can't have your own local model. So hopefully Bark will work, or this new one that Silly Tavern uses has integration for. You know, I've got some example prompts. That's all. It's just a mess. What I'll say in general, there's also that site that has additional models, basically. So you have your AI model, and you can attach stuff to it. CIVITAI.com. And it's basically a giant repo of all kinds of extra models and basically tweaks to different things. There's all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, a lot of it's like porn and anime, but a lot of extra LoRAs, which are essentially smaller models you can attach to a current model, for the lack of a better term, and make stuff better. It doesn't really work all that great. It's kind of, you know, I played around with it for about 3 months, and then I realized that there's no catching up with it. It's the same thing with all the other AI stuff. There's no way to stay on track. Yeah, I think I have like an 8-gig card. I tried some of the local stuff, the Mistral 7B stuff. I mean, it's kind of cool. I just used the online, whatever. I have a single-click Olama with Jamboree, so you just click Silly Tavern, and then bam, you're up with Silly Tavern. And then automatic level 11, you click that and you're up with automatic leveling, and you're good to go. Let's see. This is more some AutoGPT stuff. Po.com has a bunch of different, if you want to mess with a bunch of different models. They're the ones that run that website that's like a Stack Overflow, basically. It's a Dutch company. But they're pretty big in that space. All their stuff is Po's run by all those guys that do like, it's like a, whatever. Let's see. I'll hear some personas. With Kaji, at least you can set up a custom agent, and not really a custom agent, but you can set the personality of that agent with under like, I don't know, it's like under 1,000 characters. So I said be Pinky from Pinky and the Brain TV series. Yeah. I find it easiest to understand responses when the text is written as it was spoken from Pinky from Pinky and the Brain. I've tried some more kind of explicit or whatever ones, and of course I'd be in the middle of a prompt and it would crap out because it would detect that was bad stuff and it would not let it through. Right now I have just called one called Just Code, and it says provide the code only without comments or explanations. So it just straight up doesn't explain anything. It just dumps code, and I look at the code, I'm like, that's not what I want. And dump code. So a lot of times with the Pinky in the Brain, it would like go on and on and drone and tell you, you know, here's the field for this, and here's it helps. But usually, if I'm using the code generator for code, they have research, code, and chat for custom. If I'm using code, I just want code. I don't want to have to like. Generally, I don't need all the explanations of all that stuff. So you can also do like a prompt agent persona examples for yourself. And without actually having your own model up yourself, you can take the Myers-Briggs personality thing, which we won't go into semantics about if that's, you know, actually legitimate or useful or not. And then there's an Enneagram type. You can take an Enneagram quiz. So I have a personality of Echo, what was it, November, Foxtrot, Juliet, and then a tri-type Enneagram of 7-9. And you can say, you know, help me refine my resume to be a retired information security beard. Be sure to clear, concise the bullet points and write in the style of a MBTI Myers-Briggs personality, ENFJ, and the tri-type Enneagram 7-9. Now, I haven't really noticed a whole lot of difference. I haven't done a deficit difference, but I thought it was an interesting exercise. I was looking around for something and I stumbled across a repo of like paid for prompts, which sounds ridiculous that someone would pay for a prompt, but most of them were pretty bad. And this was an example that I saw some guy say. It's like, oh, over 70,000 different personalities. And it was like, you know, examples were like Yoda talking to third person, blah, 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 blah. It's interesting, but you could get the AI to write whatever personality prompt you want. Why would you pay like $3 or $15 for a prompt? Let's see. The bro code one personality example. That's not super interesting. I find it easiest to understand responses when it's written as if it were spoken by a dude bro. Please talk and dude bro as much as possible and refer to me as bra. Occasionally yell at your dorm roommate, Jake, about being messy. That one was weird because I try to forcefully do it more to talk about Jake and how crazy or messy he is. And I tried to force it and it didn't get as much traction. So I got 10 more minutes. Training, it's old stuff. The last bin saved. This is all old Stable Diffusion training notes. There's other platforms like what's it called? Something.ai that you can train online. I would just do, if you're going to get into it, just look for YouTube videos of Google Colab, and you can give them like $50 and you can get, you know, enough to do a model or two training to do online. It's only like 20 pictures or whatever. So I have one of myself and my wife. They're not perfect, but they're decent. They say don't wear makeup. But I got notes about, you know, training AI faces and stuff, which is probably already all changed by now since whatever. I got an interview about the autodidact, about kind of the end of the world and AI and all that stuff, which I believe is hopefully not true. And then there's Canva AI, which is a presentation generator. So you can say, you know, write me a 10-slide deck wing about, you know, how babies are made for, you know, middle schoolers and you know, 10th grade or whatever. I don't know. And it'll generate content and it tries. Let's see. This was supposed to be about Silly Tavern. And I've got a few more minutes here. Now, Silly Tavern, I played around with it a little bit. I made like a character of my wife and I made a character of myself and, you know, had some fun with that. You can do scenarios and then you can also do like author's notes that get injected to keep the AI on track. So I don't even pretend to know anything about this. I just played with it. I had a nephew that was into the dice rolling thing, Dungeons and Dragons, and I gave him some information about this. And then I went down a rabbit hole for a couple of days. But they have, there's several online ones you can Google online. There's the one I will give you guys is Kobukai, which supports Horde. The one I like is AGNAI.chat. That was a pretty cool, just web-based one. But honestly, I would just click the whatever and start up Silly Tavern. It's a node thing and it's a lot better as far as I can tell. Just idiot proof, plug and play, get the things you can import easily. There's like import buttons on the chub.ai where you could get example characters and import them. It's pretty cool. It's pretty quick. Even I think without having a Horde key, it's pretty speedy if you pick guys that are open or agents or workers that are like got 10 workers or 15 workers, because it's very small and it doesn't take a whole lot to do. I don't know how those guys do it. I can do it. I was doing the AI art stuff, so I didn't have any extra cycles or GPU memory to load up anything. But they're, you know, these guys are loading up, you know, whatever 70B, whatever things that take like, you know, 24 gig cards for text. So. That's kind of the Silly Tavern stuff. I don't have a lot of input. Oh, you can also do images within it. So you could essentially fire up a local AI model and a local voice clone of yourself. And then as the story goes through, you can have the story create AI art, generate art based on the story as it goes through. So, and you can also do like the AI voice. You can do a voice clone and have it talk as your voice. So you go back and forth. So eventually I'd like to do that. You know, do a story with my voice and Kathy's voice cloned AI and send it out to the parents to terrify them. My kid did one in with a co-pilot about my boss, and he was like the protagonist, and my mom called me all concerned and was flipping out, and I was like, there's nothing you can do about it. It's coming. It's already here. So let's see. What else do I want to talk about AI-wise? I use Refine. I guess I'll talk about Kaji. Kaji's $350 a year, $250 a year, $250 a year. You get OpenAI 3.5 Turbo, GPT-4, and GPT-4 Turbo. GPT-4 Turbo is good. It's pretty awesome. It can be slurry in the mornings, on Mondays, whatever. But you also get Anthropic Claude Instant 1 and Claude 2. And then you get Mistral, the Mistral Small and Mistral Large. I don't know. And they kind of give you like a little eye chart of what the difference quality, speed, cost, context window. I guess Claude 2 has a bigger, I think Claude 2 has the biggest that in here. Maybe Claude and GPT-4 Turbo seem to have the biggest context window. Anyways, it's like $2,250 a year for Kaji. It's AI search. It is, let's see, $153 total. Anyways, I'll go back. $270 per year. They have a $54 per year. It's 3,600 searches per month or something. Anyways, you they have like a family plan, and they have a monthly and whatever. So it ends up being around $270 a year, or if you want to try it for like $450 a month, you get $54 bucks. But it's basically you can upvote different sites, and they have a list of already curated sites that people have upvoted and downvoted. So like Pinterest is the number one downvoted. I got rid of Wikipedia and a couple of other sites that I know I'd never want to see results from. And it has the research into it, which is AI plus search. So you can just type in a question and it will give you the answer without having to see any ads or anything. They have a API. You might even be able to make your own API. I don't know if they have any weird MFA or two auth or anything crazy. I think it's just like wide open right now. You could write your own API. But they have an official API you can ask to get. I think they're only doing it for businesses or whatever. So they have research, which I think is expert, which is fast, fast GPT. And then expert, I think, is probably GPT-4. Wolfram. It's supposed to use Wolfram, which I haven't been able to coax it into using it. So anyways, research assistant again. And then there's code. Of course, you can pick from GPT-4. Turbo and GPT-4, and which I'm interesting, it's not Claude, it's not using Claude. And then I have another one that's the prompt for Professor Synapse. If I want to just kind of generalize about something, if I know what I'm gonna talk about or ask, then I'll use that. But if I'm not quite sure, like, you know, for example, like, how do I keep weeds out of my line, like, it'll do things, ask you like, where are you located? Southern hemisphere. What time of the year is it? When should I start whatevering? And it'll guide you through that instead of having to like read a bunch of stuff. And generally speaking, you know, outside of a few recipes, I haven't had any issues. Now, there's Discuss Doc, which is basically the same thing as research. You can put in a URL and it kind of gets blocked a third of the time. They don't have any like Selenium scripts or whatever. When they're spidering, I think it's all JavaScript. They're not using like any anti whatever. So if they hit like a known site that's protected by DDoS, those content distribution networks, they are anti bots basically. So anti DDoS, like Akamai and Cloudflare. If you aim a URL at those, they may or may not work. So you might have to scrape the data and then send it to upload. So you can research in upload mode. I've used it to like upload a document, a PDF for a Bluetooth record player. And I uploaded it, and then I asked the AI, hey, can I sync more than one device at a time? No. Cool. Done. I don't even have to read anything. And it parsed it. Code assistant, and then just code is the custom AI assistant. What else? Again, you can send somebody a single link with your key, with your Kaji API key, and they can jump, go straight into doing whatever they want as your account. So if you want to, you know, have a family member
test it out, it's on my wife's computer.
I should be on the family plan at this point. There's also Universal Summarizer. It has a what I feel like is a it's a Chrome plugin, and you can say, you know, summarize this page, and then you can like ask questions about it under FastGPT. Through the API, you can have it summarized in different methods. You can pick which one you want to, what API you want to use. But I use it a lot. People send me a big article, and I'll just boop, summarize it, one paragraph, two, three words. And I can usually tell if I want to go back into that and see any more detail. There's, if you y'all know of any news, automated information security news, AI things, I would be interested in that. I haven't really looked around a lot. I've stumbled across some and heard podcasts about some, but I don't know of anyone that's like custom tuned. I would like to be able to custom tune my own news feed to watch certain websites, right? And get like an AI feed of whatever the, you know, soup of the day is. Also, I wanted to parse, you know, Discord, Slack, Mattermost, and Mastodon, and put that all into my own custom feed. And that's part of my own agent. AI agent I'm working on that will help me with communication and calendar, personal calendar, personal time management, communication. So ultimately, I want, like I'd say, like, hey, Google, or hey, Robert, and it'll pop up on my wife's phone, and it'll be in my voice, and she'll be able to ask it questions or schedule meetings or, you know, whatever, and it'll help me do more better. Anyways. That's pretty much it. I know I've talked about a lot of different things. I would say you could get lost in any of them, especially like the, you know, text generation stuff and the AI photo stuff. But that's pretty much the high and mighty of it. I send Poe links to coworkers and stuff that don't know how to do anything. So I've been on calls, and I'll just start talking to Professor Synapse to walk people through tasks to, you know, things I don't have access to. You can use Professor Synapse to walk through something. I had Professor Synapse walk somebody through setting up something in Azure, in an Azure tenant, which I had no access to do. So, but it was able to kind of give them 90% of the way there. So anyways, I think that's pretty much it for like the AI stuff. Again, Jamboree comes with Silly Tavern and Olama and Automatic Level 11. I don't really mess with those. I'll jump on Tiny Bots when I need to like do something funny, like, you know, if I see a meme or I, you know, want to make a funny thing for somebody, I'll use that. That's pretty much it. Again, if you have anything around news feeds, customized news feeds, let me know. Let's record an episode. And if you want to co-host or be interviewed, feel free to reach out at freeload101@yahoo.com. Or you can find me at rmccurdy.com. Take it easy.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.